Proclamation number 6534 of 28th of April, 1956. Light bearers. Worldly-minded people. My word will always seem incomprehensible to the worldly-minded person, and the best explanations will not illuminate his spiritual state. On the other hand, everyone whose thoughts and eyes are turned towards me will understand it. For this reason, the bearers of light, the proclaimers of truth, will be judged very differently by their fellow human beings. Because everyone judges according to his talent, and everyone believes to give the right judgment. You stand in the midst of a spiritually completely deprived world, and what you should bring to people who are in a very low spiritual state touches them so abstractly, so nonsensically, that they despise you, deride you and regard you as inferior. Whereas people who have already received a small light are delighted by a gift which seems priceless to them and therefore also approach the bearers of light with love because they recognize and appreciate them as my messengers. There are two worlds which confront each other when the light from on high is offered to completely blind people. Yet if a little light would never shine into this darkness, the few who desire light could not be lured out of the darkness. And therefore the attempts must be made again and again to preach my gospel to the worldly people too. Even if there is not much success. And my servants must not let themselves be held back by vituperation of any kind. They must always bear in mind that they are my servants and that they are destined for the same fate as I was when I lived on earth and was called, servant of Beelzebul. But those still believed in a God and his adversary. But the people of the present time no longer want to acknowledge anything and only consider you to be people of confused mind who live in delusions. People do not recognize my voice. They do not recognize the truth. They do not know in what spiritual darkness they are walking. But they think themselves wise and therefore do not accept any instructions either. And thus, on the one hand, most profound wisdom, clearest realization, and strongest working of spiritual power can come to light. The dark world profits nothing from this. It is and remains ignorant, blind, and powerless, and yet people live together and side by side. Lights have been lit in the midst of darkness, and their gleam would probably suffice to chase away the darkness of the environment. But the light is opposed. People try to extinguish it. They refuse to see its soft gleam and continue to walk in darkness. But I protect my bearers of light. And even if they cannot achieve much success with their fellow human beings, these will not succeed in extinguishing my light. Time and again new little lights can be lit, and time and again individual people will be found who feel comfortable in their rays and shield every bearer of light if he is threatened by danger in the darkness. Anyone who feels comfortable in the darkness will perish in it. Anyone who seeks the light will also see the bright morning sun and the light of day will never leave him again. But the people of the world only see the delusive glares and they make for them, and suddenly they stand in the deepest night when the glares go out. But that is why they are not able to kindle a small flame of love in themselves. Because their eyes are so blinded and they are not able to see a tiny flame when it is held out to them, so that they themselves may take light from it in order to reduce the darkness. in order to walk in the dim light and thus feel a small desire within themselves to also improve this dim light and step into the brightness that will fill them with bliss. The soul only feels happy in light, and every soul must possess light if it wants to be happy in the spiritual kingdom one day. It can already receive light on earth. But if it resists the light bearers I myself send in its way, it will enter the kingdom of the beyond completely destitute of light, and then it will have to struggle hard to receive what it could easily acquire on earth. For such a soul will act just as rejectingly towards those who want to bring it to light as it did on earth, and endless periods of time can pass until it changes its mind, until a light will shine for it. For the darkness holds it captive as if with chains, and its will for light alone is decisive. That light will now also be conveyed to it. Amen.